Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Natalia, it's Diva, D-I-V-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Diva Harris, okay. Can you confirm the phone number, please?
Yes, ma'am, 469-571-4211.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Harris, I'm transferring you now. Have a great day.
Thank you, same to you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Harris, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, okay, perfect. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with the claim?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers with an attorney for this matter?
Absolutely.
Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
It's for myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries about it?
I did.
You did. Okay. Where were you treated? Where did you receive a surgery or any radiation?
It was at Baylor Medical Center in Dallas.
You said Baywood?
Dallas, Texas. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Medical Center in
Dallas.
In Dallas, okay. Do you have the address by any chance?
Yes, and they're located at 3500 Gaston Avenue.
3500 Gaston, okay. All right, I do see a few different locations. I just want to make sure it's the right one. I have Baylor University Medical Center. Is it part of
yes, ma'am.
Part of Baylor Scott and White Health?
Well, Baylor Scott & White Health is kind of like the clinics, but the actual hospital is Baylor University Medical Center. I know it's like the clinics right across the street from which is the Baylor Scott & White. But it is Baylor Scott & White Hospital, but it's under Baylor University Medical Center.
Baylor University. Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, so I have the address. So that's where you were treated. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. And where did you receive the injection for the Depo Provera? What medical center?
It was at the actual doctor's office, which was Dr. Bo's office.
Uh-huh.
And Doctor
who? Can you spell it for me?
And the last name is B as in boy, O Oscar, S Sam, T as in Tom.
Okay. Dr. Bost?
Yes, Bost.
Bost. Okay. And then what is the name of the facility?
It's a private doctor's office.
Part of the doctor's office. Okay. Do you remember the name of the clinic or where he was located?
He's in Dallas. He's in the part of the Baylor clinic.
Oh, okay.
Or in the hospital there as well. So I don't.
Oh, okay. It was the same.
Separate name.
Hospital?
He's at that hospital as well. It's private practice, the OBGYN is.
Okay. All right. So I'll put Baylor University Medical Hospital or Medical Center. I'm sorry.
Medical Center. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure because sometimes people will go to a separate location to get the injection, but I'll just put the same one here.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, because it's kind of like how I was saying, they have the clinic portion and then you have the actual hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that does make sense.
Because he's one of the OBGYN there.
Okay, so he was the OBGYN. Thank you for that. And besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And then when were you diagnosed with meningioma? What date?
It was back in March of 2014, mid-March. I don't know the exact day.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it was in March of 2014.
March of 2014. Okay, so I'll put March of 2014. And besides yourself, do you know anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera?
I don't.
No. Okay, no problem. I'm just asking just to make sure we can help everybody, but I'll put out no for now. And what
I'll ask around, though.
You can ask around. Yeah, definitely. Let people know because, you know, a lot of people were injured. But thank you for that. What is your date of birth?
It's 4/25/88.
Okay. 1988. And now I'm going to ask you some quick questions about the usage of the Depo-Provera. Did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name, Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes. It was actually long of a year.
Yeah, okay. Was it once every 3 months?
Yes, every 3 months.
Every 2 months. Okay, perfect. And then when did you use it? What was the first year?
The first year was like 2004, like this summer, like June 2004. That's right when I got out of school.
Oh, okay, so June of 2004. And then when did you stop taking it?
I stopped taking it like in 2013. I was on it for years.
For years, okay. So 2004 through 2013. So almost 10 years, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, all right, perfect. Yeah, just for the legal document, I'm just reading the questions here. Okay, and then I have Diva Harris as your name. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, D as in David.
D as in David. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the questionnaire. At the end of the questions, what I'll do is I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case, okay?
All right, absolutely.
All right, perfect. And with that being said, I have your phone number here. Is that a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And then I have your email. I have harrisdiva88@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And are you able to open text messages and emails through your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. Yeah, just so I can send you the document at the end of the questions here. And can you verify your full current mailing address?
It's 2101. Crouch, C-R-O-U-C-H, Road, apartment 11302. That's in Dallas, Texas, 75241.
Okay. 2101 Crouch Road in Dallas, Texas. And you said apartment 11302?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay, 11302. Okay, just want to make sure I didn't miss any numbers. Okay, and then do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Yes. I can contact the hospital and get the necessary documents. Like, I can always reach out and get it.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Yeah, just in case they ask for them later. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact in case something happens. So if we can't reach out to you, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case so that they can get a hold of you.
And it's my mom.
Your mom. Okay. And does she live with you or live separate?
She lives separate.
Separate. Okay. And that's your mother. Okay. Go ahead with the number.
214-329-8256.
8256?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
First name is Diane, D-I-A-N-E.
D-I...
Last name is Kemp. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, D-I-A-N-E. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Last name is Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
Cameron. Okay, Diane Cameron. Mm-hmm. That's your mother. Okay, perfect. All right, so that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm just going to make sure I spelled everything correctly. Just give me about 30 seconds, and then I'll send over the the document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you'll be familiar with it. It's just going to be a few initials, a few signatures through an electronic signature. The first page gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. And then I think the second one is just a medical release form. It gives them permission to dig through your records, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. I did miss one last detail here. For the attorneys, for the legal document, can you verify your social?
Yes, 631-09-4735.
Okay, 4735. All right. Go ahead and put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the document.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to send it to your email and also a text message with a link. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So let me just make sure I have the right email. HarrisDiva88@gmail.com. Okay. And you'll see it from, it'll say Mass Tort Strategies. Natalia wants to send a DocuSign. That'll be me.
Okay. And you sent it in the email?
It was both. So it was a text message and an email. It's the same thing.
Okay. I got the text message.
Okay, and then while you go through that, I'm going to pull the information for the attorneys so that I can send it to you.
Okay. I'm just reading over it to make sure it's complete.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, take your time. Make sure everything is spelled correctly and it's in the right place.
Okay, it says I'm done.
Okay, it says you're done. Okay, perfect. I did get the notification. It looks like everything's signed. You'll also get a copy of everything you signed in another email, so you have that for your records.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ms. Harris, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification, and they'll ask for any new information that they need, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. You'll be with Pulaski Law. I'm about to send you a text message with their phone number and also my direct desk line. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay. So the next step is I'll be hearing from them in about 5 business days, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You'll be hearing from them. Sometimes it's sooner than that, but just give it about 5 business days.
Okay.
All right. And that's it for this call today. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for letting me assist you. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. Same to you. Happy holidays. See you.
You too, ma'am. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
And thanks. Bye now.